Never for hard times. Abundance is our birthright. We've been conned, folks. She said, when your understanding grasps the power to visualize your heart's desire and then hold it with your will, don't let some peon suggestion knock the idea out of your mind that you can't do it because you never have up till now. Hold the idea with your will. Concentrate. Do like Napoleon. He said, I see only the objective. The obstacle must give way. Do like he did, but don't be like he was. He wasn't a nice person. She said, when you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction. You know what you have to do? If nothing's created or destroyed, you've got to get on the same frequency as the good that you desire is on. There's music in this room right now. You don't hear it, but it's here. If I brought in a little transistorized radio and turned it on, you'd hear the music. Did I invite the music in, or did I tune into something that was already here? And all I have to do is change the dial and I get different music. And change it again and I get different music. And what am I doing? I'm tuning in on different frequencies. And as you get the image and get involved, you alter the frequency you're on. Therefore, you attract whatever's on that frequency. You want poverty? Tune into it. Be delivered right on schedule. Me, I've never liked poverty. Never. Even when I lived in it. Now, the rest of page 38 is pretty, well, self-explanatory. You fill it in, but make sure you fill it in. On page 39, there are three lessons here, or three concepts. It'll take in whatever John's explained, what I've explained. Three certain steps for prosperity in all areas of your life. On page 39. Number one, build the image. That's plugging in the bigger bulb so that you can illuminate your life in a greater way. Turn it over to Spirit. Turn it over to Spirit. Let go and let John. Let go and let God. I was thinking of John as I was saying that. But for good reason. So we didn't edit it. It's for your benefit too. Do you know, when John and Pat Swanton talked to me about that house on Seven Bards Walkway that I made reference to yesterday, that Vera bought and Brian and Leslie now live in, they came to me after they put a deposit on that, and they were worried because they didn't have the money. They couldn't even see where it was coming from. And I used that quote of Genevieve Behrens. I said, believe it's coming and it'll come. Just let go and let God. And it was a very, very funny feeling the day they moved into that house, because I was there and they moved into the day, 18th of December. The only thing that was in that house that was movable was the stove and the fridge. And on the refrigerator were a pair of praying hands, magnetic ones, that said, let go and let God. God's everywhere. He's everything. We'll work through you. We'll give you whatever you want. But you've got to ask for it. And you ask in the form of feelings. Number three, expect. Well, if you take this lesson and you study it, you listen to the cassette tapes, and you watch these audio tapes or visuals, and you watch them over and over and over again, the expectation is going to become natural. We've already covered that. Expect it with your heart and soul that Spirit will reward you openly for your faith. It will reward you openly for your faith.
Everything that you need to receive the good that you desire is already here. Pat and John found that out. They believed, they got in harmony with the good that they desired, and it came to them. Just like with the acorn, the oak trees and the universe. The pattern plan is in the acorn. When you build the image of what you want, that's the pattern plan in your life. It puts you into the necessary vibration to attract what you have to attract. Nothing is created or destroyed in this universe. It's all here. Everything you're seeking is seeking you. Hold on to that picture. You'll attract what you have to. Pat and John did.
Well, I really remember the night of December 20th when we moved into the house. As a matter of fact, it was snowing. And, of course, the first place I head for is the kitchen. I walked in, looked at the fridge, and there were praying hands. And on the bottom of the praying hands, it said, let go and let God.